It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Welcome in, Ross Tucker. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Good. For the best single game RV in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com.
It's finally time. It's finally here.
What is the update on that? I was just curious.
Both nights. I am staying there both nights. Now, here's the deal. Friday night, I have some things to take care of, and so does my wife. So, not getting up there till pretty late Friday night.
What's late for you?
Just getting there probably like 11:30.
All right, so
that's late.
So you're going to be all in on Saturday,
right? So I'm actually really happy it's a noon game on Saturday because I can't have fun before the game, like real fun. The fun
you're calling
talking
the game
about.
On Saturday.
I'm calling the game for Westwood One National Radio. So most of these people, well, I guess a lot of these people probably listen to Steve and Jack online, like PSU online or something, or PSU's website or something like that.
I think they're only radio only. I mean, it's Learfield, so you have to get the Learfield thing, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you can probably find a way to listen to those guys online, but I am calling the game with Tom McCarthy, the Phillies guy.
Tom's good.
Coach CBS game. Yeah. Tom's excellent. So I'm looking forward to it. I can tell you that I did not think it would be a couple of 6-3 teams when I signed up for this game before the year. I mean, I would have signed up for it anyway. It's very convenient for me. So, yeah, so I'll get up there late Friday night. I'll be eating the breakfast from the 409 Tailgate Club guys Saturday morning. Can't wait. Can't have any mimosas or anything. But I will have my first daddy soda by 4:30 p.m. for sure. Hopefully by 4 p.m. Bob, where do you keep them in the press box?
I wish I could. Hey, so are you going to do any – are you going to put on any kind of eating display for breakfast? Are you going to fast the night before so you can get your money's worth? Like, how are you going to approach that eating situation?
Well, I will eat a lot from our guys at 409 Tailgate Club because I love their stuff. And then – I remember last game I did, the Ohio State game, Penn State had pretty good press box food.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That will be my lunch. And then I'm debating dinner options. I might even ask the boss man if he and the 409 Tailgate Club guys, the Friday night stuff I'm missing.
Set some aside.
If they can put some of that in the fridge in the old RV. That might be my – because I'm like incredibly sad that I can't have their food Friday night. So – this is the last time I'll mention this. GoPSURV.com. Make sure you say hi to me. Don't be shy. Come up to me. Say hi. Say, Ross, I love listening to the show. It's awesome. Ross, you're the greatest. All that stuff is good. Ross, you're a jerk. I hate your guts. I don't care. Say hi.
You're not encouraging anyone to stop by around midnight on Friday. You're talking about Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. Because I just wanted to make that distinction. Otherwise, you might have your hands full with some of the people up there pre-gaming a little bit early.
That's a good point. Saturday. Exactly.
For more info about renting an RV for any home game, go to GoPSURV.com.
And by the way, even a better thing about GoPSURV.com, when they have all these other lots shut down because of the grass, it's so convenient to go there and then get dropped off in the shuttle.
So let's talk about Michigan. This is Tucker's Tape. 42-7, right?
That's right.
Including
a challenge by Jim Harbaugh to try and make it a shutout, which I loved.
Well, they felt like Penn State was
absolutely
aggressive. Didn't
Urban Meyer
Franklin
did it in 2013.
Franklin either called a timeout or challenged something last year.
I'm sure he did. They were running like no huddle running plays at 3 minutes to go to score again.
So let me just tell you some things about this game, okay? Do you want good news or bad news?
I think you need to be as honest as possible
news?
With the fans.
I have a lot of good news.
There is some good news.
I'll give you let's go good news, okay? I'm an optimistic person. I'm a happy person. I love life. I love football. I don't love when Penn State gets annihilated. Etor Gross Matos, okay? If I teach you nothing else on this show, it's that don't doubt me when it comes to my recruiting rankings, other than Saquon Barkley, but that's a whole other idea. Etor Gross Matos. Nobody else even had him top five based on his stars or whatever. He's not the best kid in his class. He's their best player.
Yeah.
He is their best football player. He's their best player. He's their best pro prospect. He's their best everything across the board. They need more guys like him. He's what they look like. He's what they want. He is on an unbelievable stretch right now, and I cannot wait for him to go against these Wisconsin dudes because these Wisconsin guys are unbelievable. I mean, they're – now, I think their left tackle, Cole, what's Van Lauren or something, got hurt. There's somebody else different on the depth chart. But their left guard, Dieter, this will be his 51st start, okay? And then the right side, Bo Benshaw and David Edwards, these guys are killers. Like, you'll hear who I picked to win the game a little bit later, but these guys are – I have no idea what the line is, what it is, by the way. These guys are killers, and they are fun to watch. They'll be wearing – all white, and they'll be looking large in the all white. So
7.5.
Yeah.
Line 7.5.
I don't get it. Number 99 is Penn State's best player. Okay. Next thing we need to talk about, and this is not my Berks County or Reading bias. Jan is good. Jan is a stud. If they didn't have Jan Johnson, number 36, they'd have major problems. And by the way, the fact that a walk-on is one of their best defensive players is probably not a great sign, right? I mean, you're talking about a guy that his only FBS offer was Akron. He had a Fordham offer, but that tells you athletically he just doesn't run as well as what you're looking for. But he's good. I mean, he made – if they didn't have him, that would have been a problem. Kevin Givens made a play, which was nice. The blocked kick was huge. Huge. Now, one more positive thing. All right. Freiermuth.
Yeah.
Stud. They got some good young players. Freiermuth is a stud as well. So those were the positives. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show.
No, you're listening to Tucker's Tape.
Oh.
Brought to you by the best single game RV experience. Go PSURV.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
Hey, Ross, real quick. So after the game on the flight home, we got to see Pat's father in the airport getting ready to get on his flight. They're from Massachusetts. I know why Pat Freiermuth is 6'5", 258 pounds. It's not an accident.
Big dude?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say something about – that's why you caught me when you said, hey, we're listening to – I was going to say something about Freiermuth. I was talking to Jim before the game. I thought the one place was the tight end in the seam was some place that you could exploit Michigan's defense a little
bit.
They
did for one play. First play of the game.
And then I kept saying the entire first half. Again, please. Look at the catch and run he made.
Well, can I just say some things now? I got to say some of the bad stuff.
Okay.
Early in the game, you have two inexcusable penalties. You have one delay game. The other, what they call timeout to try to avoid a penalty.
Yes.
I mean, that's sloppy. That's just not good football. The run defense was up and down. At times they looked helpless. At other times they were okay. You know, the scariest part of that game is that the score should have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. How many times did Michigan have the ball like at the 40 and they went for it or they didn't get it? I mean, they could have put up a bunch more points. You know, the penalty on the Nick Scott blocked field goal was huge. They had another unforced fumble on an exchange.
That went on Trace.
Between a fifth-year senior and a third-year junior starting running back. The pre-snap penalties, the dropped coverage on the Donovan Peoples-Jones touchdown, objectively, and I know several of the Penn State coaches, and I like the Penn State coaches, but objectively, if an alien came to the United States or Earth and watched that game, they would not think Penn State's a well-coached team. I mean, too many unforced errors, pre-snap penalties, dropped coverages. Obviously, their offensive tackles can't block the defensive ends. They missed Tompkins again. Is that every game that they missed Tompkins
pretty
for a
much,
touchdown?
It's pretty much. That was a huge play in the game. Huge.
You know, people don't realize the difference between, like, if you're in a game versus you start to get behind two, three scores. You get behind three scores, it gets away from you a lot. If they had just scored the blocked field goal touchdown, or they had scored the Tompkins touchdown, they're in a much, much different position. Trace obviously was not good enough. I thought at times their defense was doing their part. In fairness, the wide receivers can't get open lot of times.
They literally cannot get open.
Tommy Stevens, probably the worst pick six I've ever seen in my life. What did you ask him? Did you ask him what he was doing there?
he said he totally owned it, said, I got to learn when I'm running right to left and I don't set my feet, I cannot attempt that throw across the field. He was trying to go to Polk all the way down the field and he threw it that short.
He threw it right to him.
I know.
I mean, he threw it right
to him. No, he admitted it.
And then, what else do I have? Oh, CJ Thorpe. Yeah. He should not be playing. I don't know how many snaps he played. He was awful. Awful. Oh, yeah, we have it right here. Our guy, Steve Johnson.
He played 7 snaps.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is 7 too many. I mean, I'm trying to remember why I wrote that down in my notes. I think he was just getting knocked back, can't get off blocks. He's providing no value. Put Damian Barber in there, please.
Somebody
I'd rather see Damian Barber. I don't care if Damian Barber gets knocked back 40 yards. Please put him in there. And then we could debate the Trey stuff. I don't know why they didn't go to Stevens earlier. And then I really don't know why they put Trace back in. You know, he's clearly not right. He's clearly beat up. This is what happens when you run him as much as they've run him. We've talked about this. This is one of the issues. You got a 200-pound quarterback. He's going to get beat up when you run him that much. And he did. But to put him back in, I know there's a loyalty there. But I think the loyalty there would be, don't put him back in a game that they're totally getting smoked in. So he gets hurt worse. The loyalty should be to protect his health for the rest of the season and for his football future.
Where's the trainer? What is James thinking? Is the game too fast for him? All these things are going through my mind. Like, it just did not make it just lacked common sense.
So, all right, that'll do it for quarter number 2 and Tucker's Tape. Coming up, your questions, his answers. There's a lot of them. Ask Ross is next.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.